The Gun Violence Crisis, the latest from KYW News Radio.
Now, there's a new bipartisan bill in Congress called the Victim Act that is a $1 billion plan to solve shooting cases across the country. Now, congressional leaders and Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw were out in support of the bill today, as we hear from KYW's John McDevitt.
At a press conference at a playground where a 15-year-old girl was shot and killed over the summer, Democratic Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon talked about the importance of the bill, as well as her carjacking at gunpoint last month in South Philly.
Clearly, we have a gun violence epidemic.
Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick is supporting the $1 billion funding proposal that would allow $100 million in grants each year to be distributed over the course of 10 years so local and state police in the country can clear gun violence cases.
And it's important that every single law enforcement officer know in the city, including this commissioner, that we have your back. To the victims of crime, that we have your back. And to any would-be criminals, that you cannot hide.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw.
In addition to allowing us to increase the number of investigators within the Philadelphia Police Department, the Victim Act could also allow us to expand our DNA investigatory capabilities. It would help us identify more shooters and track the usage of crime guns within the region with the aid of enhanced forensic technology.
Democratic Congress members Dwight Evans and Brenda Boyle are among the leaders of the bill. The funding would also provide victims and family members with mental health resources, housing, wage, and relocation costs. In Tioga, John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.